This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. No power, school closings, and flight delays and cancellations. That's what they've been dealing with in parts of the nation after storms that slammed both coasts. The AP's Donna Warder tracks the storm in the Northeast.
In Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Peter Davis doesn't seem to mind all the snow.
Finally, the big snowstorm of the year. I finally get to use my new snowblower.
But Tuesday's storm left tens of thousands of homes and businesses without power, and there were widespread school closings. The storm's path included New England, northeastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, and upstate New York, where in some locations 2 feet of snow fell. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tweeted late Tuesday that close to 75,000 households in the state lost power.
The latest powerful atmospheric river to drench California put tens of thousands of residents under evacuation orders on Tuesday because of the risk of flooding and landslides. Russia says that U.S. drone was flying over the Black Sea in an area Moscow's declared off limits. The U.S. says a Russian fighter jet hit the unmanned drone on Tuesday, causing the U.S. to have to bring it down. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary.
Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner. This incident demonstrates a lack of competence in addition to being unsafe and unprofessional.
The U.S. immediately called in the Russian ambassador to lodge a protest. An abortion pill challenge goes before a federal judge in Texas today. The judge is considering a lawsuit from Christian conservatives aimed at overturning the FDA's approval of the abortion pill, mifepristone. New York Republican Congressman George Santos filed paperwork Tuesday indicating his intent to run for re-election, even as he faces calls to resign. There are criminal and ethics investigations after lies he told while running for office. This is AP News. Now to a cremation warehouse and the remains that have been discovered. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Remains of multiple people have been found in a cremation warehouse in California. San Francisco Bay Area officials are working to identify the families of 160 people whose remains were found in a warehouse used by a cremation business whose license was suspended. Six bodies and the ash remains of 154 other people were found earlier this month at a warehouse in Hayward after the California Cemetery and Funeral Bureau received several complaints from customers saying Ocean View Cremations had stopped responding to them. Ocean View had its license suspended in 2018 and again last year and was not supposed to be operating or keeping remains in a warehouse. Many apparently were supposed to be dispersed at sea. The remains date back to 2013. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,